Hi guys, this is Joel from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I hope you're all doing fantastic, and I hope you're all staying safe, and I hope that you are collecting vinyl records. This episode, these episodes, this podcast is all about vinyl records and selling and collecting and taking care of and anything you want to know. This is the one to tune into. Every so often I put one out. Now, I haven't put a podcast out in a while. I've been having a lot of problems with this app. I don't know why. The Anchor app switched over to Spotify, and I don't know. Sometimes it just doesn't work for some reason. I do a podcast and I go load it up and boom, it's not there. And boy, is that frustrating. But anyways, I'm trying again. What's that saying? Try and try again. Something like that. But anyways, just keep tuning in and I will give you any tips I can. You could always reach out to me at any time at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I've been selling, collecting vinyl records since 2008. I have online stores on eBay and Etsy and Amazon and Discogs and Bonanza and Music Stack and Walmart. Kind of like all over the place. And that's what I do now for a living. And if you are maybe into that, if you are thinking of getting into the business of selling vinyl, then keep tuning in. But don't quit your day job. Don't do that. Like, I heard somebody on the radio yesterday saying they made $20,000 on Etsy selling stickers and rock stickers and all sorts of stuff to do with music, and they were making big money, so they quit their job because they thought this is the way to go. They're going to be an entrepreneur and stay in the music business selling stickers, music stickers and all that, and they made tons of money because they loaded up a TikTok video and the TikTok video went viral, and lo and behold, they got all these sales, and then they quit their job. The next month they had 2 sales a day. Don't do that. Don't quit your job. You know, I did quit mine because I was close to, well, I basically had enough of the rat race, and I felt that, you know, whatever income I was making here on, you know, these sites selling vinyl, that would kind of be enough for me, plus my pension and all that stuff that I accumulated over years. It was time for me to get in this full time, and I just love it, love it, love it. And again, that's why I'm here, to help you guys if you need any help selling vinyl at all. Now, don't worry, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. I hear a lot of people saying, oh my God, sales are bad. You know, that I'm not making any sales. Yes, that happens. And, you know, the times of the year, like I've probably said in my previous podcast, when it starts getting close to the fall, you will see an increase in sales. You know, as the season starts, you know, and the gift exchanges come closer, you will receive more orders. You know, don't panic. Don't, you know, take down your prices to down in your store where you're not making a profit. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is keep advertising, keep marketing your product. Stay out there on the, don't waste money on, you know, like gimmicks, you know, that say you're going to make, you know, $1 million in a month selling this and selling that. It's all about how you market your product and how big your product is and how popular it is and how good it is and how well you respond to customers and so on. You know, there's much more to it, but don't be desperate. You know, take it one step at a time. Again, you could reach out to me anytime. I could give you advice, but don't panic. Sales will change. Just be consistent. You know, keep listing and have good quality listings and do your research. See how the record sells. If it's a popular record, it will sell. You know, I've had over and over again people buying the same records over and over again, and that's what you need to do. You need to sell popular records, ones that do sell, and of course the odd ones there that people's taste, you know, change and over time, and you may have that customer that needs that different type of record that you may have. So don't ignore that as well too. But remember the 80-20 rule, right? The 80-20 rule, where you know a majority of people, are small percentage of people buy the most amount of products. You know, there's 2 or 3% of people that spend a lot of money on records, and some that don't hardly spend anything. And the people that spend a lot of money on records, those are the ones that you need to focus on. And you could find this out easily, very, very easily, by just doing research and, you know, asking around and looking at feedbacks and see what people are buying, at what price they're buying, and it gives you a good idea. What are the top 10 records that you should be selling? Well, I'm glad you asked me. And you know what? I'm going to talk to about this right now. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, you know, originally sold 24 million records. Why wouldn't you have a copy or two of those for sale? You could have new and used ones of these. Be careful. There's a lot of different versions of Dark Side of the Moon. But Dark Side of the Moon, if you have that, that is a great asset to have in your collection. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, is another one that sells very, very well. Sold about 25 million copies. It came out in 1995. It is available on vinyl. Some people are saying, well, it's not available on vinyl. It is available. A lot of records are available on vinyl. You could also sell a CD version of it, but you won't make a lot of profit off that. But it's definitely a good one to have in your store. Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard. People are saying, what? The Bodyguard? The Bodyguard is another popular, and again, I'm sticking to popular records here that will sell. It did sell in 1992, so there was a CD version, but there's also a LP version of that. And again, why wouldn't you sell an LP version of it? It sold 28 million copies, so the LP version I'm sure sells for a good price, and you can make a good profit off that. Fleetwood Mac Rumors, yes. And of course, who doesn't have a copy of that? Sold almost 30 million copies when it came out in 1977. And there's a lot of versions of that one, but people gobble up that record too. That vinyl for me has sold over and over and over again. AC/DC, Back in Black. Again, 30 million copies it sold in 1980. And if you have, you know, there's a revised versions, there's different copies, there's, you know, special edition versions that you can get of this. But if you have one of these in your library and for sale, that's another good asset to keep. It sells very, very well. One record that has sold over and over for me for years and years is Led Zeppelin IV. Sold another 30 million copies as well too. And of course it was 1971 when it came out, and there's just so many good songs on there. It is so popular in CD version and LP version, as well as cassette version too. So any of those you have in your library and your selling library, it probably means that you have a very good asset sitting there and you could sell it for a good price. The Eagles' Greatest Hits. Now, there's a lot of these available, folks, and they don't sell for too much. 41 million of these copies were sold and when it came out in between 1971 and 1975. And it's a great asset to have, and you could sell that record over and over again, guaranteed to sell. So if you probably don't know what the number one was for me and for a lot of people in their stores selling, is Michael Jackson Thriller. It sold 51 million copies from 1982 till now, and of course it keeps selling over and over again. Now you can get a copy of these anywhere, and you could resell it for a good profit as well too. People love this record. So I just thought I'd give you a little bit of a hint there, guys, in what you could be selling in your store. And remember, you don't have to sell just the vinyl version, the CDs, the cassettes, this the vinyl versions, CDs, cassettes, it's all sell very, very well. But of course, this podcast is all about vinyl records, and I would prefer, and I'm sure you would prefer, to sell vinyl if you could. If you have any questions, and of course, I have a long list of ones that of records selling over again. You know, if you need a little bit of help, I could give you help with that and tell you some other ones. Just email me, and I will give you a little bit more of a hint of the type of records, what kind of records sell, and where they sell the most. You know, believe it or not, between Canada, the U.S., and Europe, there's big differences. For instance, you know, I would say stuff records like for like Queen don't sell that much like they do in the U.S. and Canada. In Europe, they do sell, but different formats, CDs and cassettes, sell better than vinyl. I don't understand it, folks, but that's just the way it is. And you'll see that those differences, if you open up a store and you sell all across the world, you'll see those differences when you operate your store in different parts of the world. Guys, again, if you need any assistance at all, just reach out to me at JLCARONE. Again, we are on Facebook at Power Records One. You can look us up there as well, too. And I'd love to give you help anytime you need it in your stores. And guys, don't forget, keep collecting those vinyl records. That's my show for today, and we'll talk to you soon.